Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, buddy, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. Talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top of the mindset coach. In the world, man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. All right, Warriors, we're going to dive right in, okay? So Monday we talked about Christ consciousness. Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Just speaking my truth, right? Then we talked about modern spirituality and all those different things like Eckhart Tolle, Deepak Chopra. I can't say that dude's name. Dr. Joe Dispenza, all kinds of different things. Carl Jung is one of my favorite. Just diving into that really deep Christ consciousness. And today I want to talk about practices for awakening your Christ consciousness. Now, I want to make it very clear that I believe in the Bible, and I may believe in the Bible in a different context than others. People read it as a story, like it's a story that we're reading about these people, but it's truly to me a story of your body and an awakening of humanity and how humanity operates. For me, that's how I see it. That's how I view it. That's how I practice it. That's how I embody it, right? And so many of the things that I've seen through this process of awakening, as I go deeper and I speak more about this and I open up my own paradigm of how my life is changing, I'm only speaking from my life changing. So I'm not speaking from indoctrinated information. I'm speaking from the truth that I'm experiencing. So as I speak more about the truth that I'm experiencing with Christ consciousness awakening, my life improving financially, spiritually, mentally, relationships, all those things, probably one of my best Christmases I've ever had with peace. It was just a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And I got there through things like meditation, living with compassion. And when you talk about meditation or empathy and things like that, especially as a male, it's like, it's the opposite of what we've been taught what a man is, right? So men are supposed to be like strong. And yeah, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is that toxic masculine, the Lambos, the Ferraris, the houses, and all those things. But a true divine masculine man is truly connected to his emotions. He can regulate his emotions. He's compassionate. And it also, they also have the ability to tap into their brain function through controlling their emotions. Because we don't control our thoughts, actions, and our emotions, right? And then God throws in free will. So meditation and mindfulness is really, really, really important, especially in these times, guys, especially in these times. 2024 is going to be chaotic if you are not prepared. It's going to be chaotic even if you are prepared. You got the Trump insurrection thing where they're saying that he can't run for president. You got Vivek saying that he's not going to, he's going to ban whatever they're doing, right? And then you're going to have, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. So mindfulness. So what is mindfulness? Mindfulness and meditation and presence, right? There's many different things you can do to get in mindfulness. It can be meditation. It could be hiking and be getting into nature. HIIT training. You can get into HIIT training. Many different things that you can tap in, tune in, right? A great way to really understand the psychological effects of compassion, really decreasing stress levels, improve well-being, enhance social connections, right? Compassion. What is compassion? So compassion is looking through a lens of you don't know what's going on within someone's paradigm, right? So the thing that I've really done is when something is happening within my current paradigm, I try to look internally and say, what could be going on in that person's life? Like, what could be going on in that person's life? And I try to ask a lot of questions to seek origin of what's happening, right? And I don't immediately respond with defense. I look for origin. I look for the facts, figures, numbers, logic. And I ask deep questions to get to understanding. And this has allowed me to develop compassion, gratitude, and I've done that through mindfulness. That's when I started to tap in, tune into meditation, breathing, ice baths, for me, plant medicines, going to Peru, you know, being disconnected for 14 days at a time, twice a year, has really allowed me to tap in to understand that everything is responding to me, right? What's done in darkness comes to light. When I'm in the darkness, activating my pineal, because the pineal gland is activated in darkness. So the things that I see in my mind, the things that I embody, the things that I think, the seeds that I plant are the fruits that I'm experiencing. So when I open my eyes within the physical reality and I see light, what I see is what I've created. How people are responding to me is what I've created. So people responded to me in a negative sense over and over again. That means I'm creating something within my mind that needs to be corrected, in my opinion. Now, shit happens too, right? Well, when shit happens or things happen within your current paradigm, you're compassionate about it, right? You stop casting judgment on others. It goes in one of the rules that we live by in my family. We love God with all our heart. Therefore, we love God as we love humanity. We work as hard as we can to pull the log out of our eye before we pull the straw out of others. And we work to treat others as we want to be treated. Pretty simple, right? That's compassion. And why I got there through meditation and mindfulness. So it's just something I would think about practicing. There's many different tools you can use. One of my things that really got me, God, was my first introduction. Hold on, let me pull this up for you guys while I'm talking here. But anyway, so I tapped and tuned into all these different things that helped me understand God the way that I understand God. The way of mastery, the way of mastery. So if you type in way of mastery, it's really, really powerful. So it's way of mastery. I'm going to pull it up here real quick so I can give you guys the one that I've always listened to. So if I click on way of mastery here, the YouTube channel is, I think it's the way of mastery YouTube channel. Give me one second. The way of mastery. The dude's voice is insane. It's giving voice to wisdom. So it's the way of mastery. So I went through all of these books or this book, this series, and it just really kind of opened up my mind and kind of it freaking ripped open my mind to a whole new paradigm of consciousness. And just gave me some good insight onto how I can tap in to another level of consciousness so that I can be calm, so I can be compassionate. So that's all I wanted to say today. So Christ consciousness, you know, Christ is real. You know, Jesus Christ is such an amazing, amazing, you know, a guide. And you got to think about, guys, his name, Jesus, name is Yeshua. They made his name Jesus. There was not even a J in the alphabet when the Bible was written. They named him Jesus Christ for a reason. His name wasn't Jesus Christ. His name was Yeshua. Christ consciousness, chrism, Christ awakening. It's within your body. It's happening every 28 days. And you get there through mindfulness, meditation, and compassion. So highest level gratitude, highest level frequencies are authenticity, gratitude, and love. So I hope this information reaches you well. And tomorrow I'll be talking about little different symbolism, like archetypal representation, right? So, and I'm going to recommend a book to you from my coach. There's just the concept of it. There's so many different belief systems, but they're all going towards the same source. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise.